This is a beautiful opportunity to think about it, maybe recognize signs that you're eating for reasons other than just physical hunger, and then coming up with something to do instead. So having a plan of action is ultimately then what we want to move to.
That's right. So first, you know, it is the awareness of it. It's being curious. It's saying, oh, what's going on here? I know I just ate an hour ago. Why am I opening the refrigerator, or why is the pantry door open? Why am I looking for something? And at which point, actually being curious about, oh, what is the unmet need that I need to cater to right now? Sometimes it's hunger, or sometimes it's thirst. A lot of times it's not hunger. It could be thirst. It could be boredom, like you said, Dr. Scheinberg. It could be sadness. It could be I'm tired and I need to take a nap. Or it could be I need to actually stretch and go out for a walk. So really being curious, create an awareness around it, and then come up with a plan of it's happening often. What's happening with our weight? Is that affecting our weight and our health? And what are my choices of food that I'm embarking on? And what can I do to manage emotional eating?
Recognition, identification of what seems to be your triggers for emotional eating, and then finding other ways to feed your feelings. Alternatives to emotional eating include things like, if you're depressed or lonely, maybe call someone who makes you feel better when you talk to them. Play with your dog or cat. Go through a favorite photo album or look at a favorite photo or cherished memento that you have. If you're anxious, maybe you need to expend that nervous energy. Turn on a song, close your blinds, and dance around your living room. Maybe that's a good way to get out that nervous anxiousness. Squeeze a stress ball, take a brisk walk, are ways to get out sort of anxious energy.
And we know being in nature actually is biophilia, we know has this healing capacity. So it actually feeds us in a whole different way of being outdoors. So if the weather permits and you have an opportunity, do spend some time outside, outdoors.
Beautiful.